The icy weather currently being experienced in parts of the country has left a trail of devastation across farms, particularly in Limpopo, reports the agriculture body TLUSA. It warns that the food shortages, especially a shortage of potatoes, could result after black frost caused severe damage for many farmers. Joining us on the line to tell us more is the outgoing chairperson of TLUSA Limpopo, Henk van Graaf. Henk, good morning. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for talking with us.
It's an absolute pleasure having you on this very important conversation. I think for many South Africans, the large majority of South Africans who aren't part of that agricultural process, we walk into the grocery store, we buy our fruits and vegetables from wherever we purchase it, and we only see the end product, and we perhaps comment on prices and how expensive things have gotten. But we don't perhaps understand the difficulties, I guess, that many farmers go through, particularly as it relates to harvests and yields.
Yes. Well, going into the shopping center and buying your vegetables and your potatoes makes you part of agriculture in the country, of course, but not on the produce side. You are the people who are using the products that the farmer grow. Yes, we had in Limpopo in the first week of July very severe black frost. It is very cold. I think it was the worst cold that we had in more or less four decades.
Wow.
And we had 3 days of black frost in 1 week. That is extraordinary. We don't know that in the warm Limpopo province.
Mm-hmm.
It is very unusual. So yes, it had a great impact on agriculture. Of course, potatoes were the first feedback that we got that the potatoes have been damaged severely, but also pecan nuts, macadamia nuts, avocados, pawpaws, and so on. So even citrus like oranges, lemons, narkies, and so on. I was last week in the Grobbe Zalmau Hall area. You cannot believe how those trees were damaged by this black frost. But coming back to the potatoes, it is clearly that many farmers had a loss of the potato harvest. But you know, the frost goes down on the plant that is on top of the soil, and the potatoes are under the soil.
Mm.
So what the farmers did, they immediately, when the plants on top of the soil were totally damaged, there is no grow anymore. So they took out the potatoes from the ground, which means that the potatoes were not full grown. So what you will see at the moment is that on the market you will have perhaps difficulty finding large potatoes. You will find medium small potatoes, lots of them, because they could recover those ones.
Mm.
That means there will be a shortage of potatoes, but not as much as some people say it will be. Some parts of the Limpopo province were not affected by the black frost. Farmers who are farming at on the walls of on the brink of the Limpopo River, the black frost did not affect them. So potatoes are still coming from that area. So there will be a little bit less potatoes on the market, that there will be no such shortages that you will not get any potatoes. Of course, when there are not that much available, the price goes up. So consumers can expect a little rise in the price, but there will be potatoes on the market. Perhaps not big potatoes, perhaps for the time being a little bit medium to small. But you can still go on eating potatoes, but unfortunately they can cost you a little bit more.
Mm. From the perspective then of the farmers, Henk, how big of an impact has this had on them from a financial perspective? If you look at the potential losses they may suffer as a result of those 3 days of Black Frost experience within 1 week?
No, that's a large impact that it has. We talked with disaster management of the Limpopo province, and the preliminary figures that we gave them from everything, potatoes and the pawpaws and everything, is in the vicinity of 2.5 billion rand of losses for the farmers. So if they would declare Limpopo disaster area due to the Black Frost, it gives the bank some reason to be a little bit more lenient on the farmers. But especially the potato farmers, 2 years ago, there was this drought that we had in the province together with the heat waves, and that had also a very negative impact on the potato farmers. So they, the potato farmers, were still suffering to recover from that drought 2 years ago, which also had a financial impact on them. And now this one. So those potato farmers are going through a very difficult time at the moment.
Yeah, I guess also then from the perspective then of the time it would take for these farmers to recover, I guess not only financially, but also from an agricultural perspective, do we see, you know, the impact of this this round of devastating weather and very cold conditions? Do you foresee it having an impact in the long term? Do you see perhaps, you know, potato prices remaining high for perhaps a period of 2 years as farmers recover?
No, I don't think so. You must remember that the farmers don't make their own prices. They are price takers. So they, when a farmer puts his harvest in the ground, he's not knowing what he will get at the end of the day. You know, to put a hectare of potatoes in, the input costs is in the area of 200,000 rand a hectare, just to start growing the potatoes. And at the end of the season, let's say everything goes smooth, there's enough rain, enough water, no hail, no black frost and so on, and he gets a good harvest, then he takes it to the market, and then the market tells him what he will get for it. So he is not a price giver, he's a price taker. And the markets work on the principle, if there is enough available, then the prices drop. If there's not enough available, then the prices go up. It's more or less like a sort of an auction. So no, I don't think that we will have high potato prices for 2 years now. At the maximum, perhaps a few months.
Quickly, a hint to get to mitigation measures. Are there any measures? You mentioned, of course, that you are engaging with the Limpopo provincial government to have that disaster declared. But from a mitigation perspective, is there anything that these farmers can do to avoid these things from having an impact on their harvest going forward?
No, you know, that is what we call an act of God. You people in the Cape province have those severe storms and rain. You can do nothing about that. Drought, you can nothing about that. If the hail comes, you can do nothing about that. You can put up some hail nets, but you know, it's just impossible to put a hail net on an area of 500 hectares where you have potatoes. It's just too expensive. Mm. So, where nature comes in, the farmers' hands are tight. They cannot really do something about that. So and we see that the climate is changing. We see sometimes more drought. We see more hail. We see more of all the negative things. So it can have an impact. But I think the farmers are prepared to make changes to that. You know, you get for example, mealies. You get fast-growing cultivars that you can plant earlier in the season before the hail comes. So I think the developing of new products will keep the farmers in, well, not in front of all the nature disasters, but it makes it a little bit easier for them.